This is the Texas Standard.
Political waters churning here in Texas, and if you believe the veteran politics watchers, the best barometer of change in Texas, a so-called blue wave, also the Texas race getting the most attention nationwide. Which race is that? Well, let's put it this way. USA Today is among many news outlets who noted an unusual step taken by the editorial writers of the Houston Chronicle. The Houston Chronicle now urging former Congressman Beto O'Rourke to drop out of the race for president and launch a challenge to Republican incumbent Senator John Cornyn. To quote from the editorial, "Beto, if you're listening, come home. Drop out of the race for president and come back to Texas to run for senator. The chances of winning the race you're in now are vanishingly small. And Texas needs you," the Houston Chronicle editorial board concluded. But it's not like Cornyn doesn't have serious challengers already. Indeed, the field is already something of a parade, echoing the long line of Democrats challenging Donald Trump. And in the latest survey for the Dallas Morning News, the field of Democrats led by Democrat MJ Hagar with 9%. That's 10 points behind the someone else option at 19%. Joining us now, Carlos Sanchez, senior editor for Texas Monthly Magazine. Carlos, good to speak with you again.
How are you, sir?
I am fine. Sounds like John Cornyn might have a bit of a race on his hands. Let's talk about the latest to enter that parade I was referring to, Christina Sinsun Ramirez. She wants to challenge John Cornyn. She helped found the Workers' Defense Project in Jolt, Texas, a political group of young Hispanic Texans. What do you make of her entry into this race?
I think Christina's entry into this race adds an interesting new dimension in that her work has been involved heavily with younger Democrats of color and with millennials. So you now have kind of a Beto factor entering into this race. Indeed, many of the people who have signed on to help her campaign are former Betoites. So this is an opportunity to reach out to a younger demographic and could pose problems for Cornyn.
We're now up to 7 candidates by my count. And I'm assuming that, I mean, taking Beto's campaign at its word, that O'Rourke has no intention of dropping out of the presidential contest. Is this a race, given, I mean, if you're looking at Sinsun as a candidate, is she someone who's well-known enough? I mean, obviously, people from the progressive side of the Democratic Party in Texas are somewhat familiar with her, right?
The progressive side of the party knows her well. I think they like her well. Christine is an attractive candidate who is very articulate and can really generate interesting publicity. A couple of years ago, when there was a big debate in the Texas legislature over Senate Bill 4, the anti-sanctuary city bill, Christina led a protest in which young Latinas dressed in quinceañera dresses went to the Capitol and protested, drawing nationwide attention. It's that type of ability that could get what is right now a fairly low name ID much higher in terms of recognition statewide.
Let's talk about what this, I keep referring to it as a parade, but we're talking about 7 candidates here, sort of the Texas version of the Democratic presidential primary. It looks like we're headed towards. What does that say about Texas politics in 2019 going into 2020?
I think there is an eagerness among Democrats in particular in a realization that Republicans are vulnerable. I think that the real mandate here is whether Trump is going to be a help or a hindrance. And the ability to paint someone close to Trump really will spell out your fortunes. And in this case, as Christina announced her candidacy yesterday, she immediately tied Cornyn to Trump. And so her bet is that Trump will be a hindrance in Texas. And that, I think, is what other Democrats are betting as well.
What about John Cornyn? Do you have a sense that he is really worried that this is going to be a tough re-election for him?
John Cornyn is a smart campaigner, and I would suggest that you should not underestimate John Cornyn. You have to remember he cut his political teeth running for attorney general early on, facing Jim Maddox, a Democratic bulldog that is a very tough campaigner. Cornyn said after the near defeat of Ted Cruz, his colleague in the Senate, not to underestimate Democrats going into next year. And he has not done so. So far, among incumbents in the Senate, he has been the highest fundraiser this year. He's raised a little over $4.5 million. And by contrast, the entire field of Democrats have raised a little over $1 million.
Carlos Sanchez is following this race as senior editor at Texas Monthly. Carlos, good to talk with you. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.